worthwhile for you to look up in your own, in the Lashon of Sota. Sota means the summer. So the Oruch has two machines explaining the deed of Mitzuchayzeh and Zayzeh, also Adeko. Now, so two machines here. One Lashon is that Mitzuchayzeh and Zayzeh is also Adeko. It has reference to the Isaschit. The Isaschit. Now, Tenis says, Hamtama is the Kasher. Hamtama is the Kasher. How can there be an Isa Srit? There are two kinds of Seichet. One Seichet is the Seichet Machmas Libun. So, the Seichet Machmas Libun can apply even to a case where the water, the Domar HaMishchat, goes Libun. Because the Mechayev is the fact that you whiten, you wash out the cloth. So even, let's say, if you wring out a piece of cloth and all the water that you wring out goes outside, leave it, but you're still higher because the essential feature in Seichel, as he told you of Milabe, consists in the libum, in washing it out, in cleaning it, in whitening it. So what difference does it make whether the water goes libum or doesn't go libum? The essential feature of the meloche consists in the ribur, in the cleaning, in the washing it. Then Seichel can also be a tolde of mefarik, of dosh. Let's say when you squeeze out the juice from grapes or the juice from olives, so there it's nachayach when it goes ribur. There is nachayach because the essential thing is obtaining the mashke from the air. So, Rav Netam is the kasher again. Now, the Oruch has two machines explaining the Gemara of Mishachayzeh and Mezayzeh, also the Aduk of Yom Tov. So, Rav Netam is the kasher against the Oruch. How can the first Lashon in the Oruch is that Mishachayzeh and Mezayzeh is also Mishum Sechet? Mishum Sechet. So, what it means, as I say, if you have a nekef in the chavyes, and then you take your egg, you take a piece of cloth, and you plug it, you plug the nekef, thereby preventing. So you plug the chavyes, you plug the chavyes, so that prevents the wine from coming out, from leaking out. But as you plug, as you push the cloth in a small necker, so you squeeze out the wine. So that's why it's also because you squeeze out the wine. So Rav Netam is the kashe again, is the first lashon of the Oruch. What kind of an isa could it involve? Now it's schit. Now there are two types of seichet. One seichet is mitzad melabe. So that's only shy. So the isa of seichet, as he told you of Rabbi, can apply to a case where the Dovar HaMishchat goes libum. Let's say, if you take a wet cloth and you wring out the water, even though the water goes down into the sewer, so you are still higher Mishum Rabbi, because the essential feature of the Meloche consists in cleaning, in washing the cloth. But that's only Shayach when you wring out water, so then it's Melabe. But if you wring out the beer and it's wine, then you don't wash it that way. So only when you squeeze out water from the cloth, from the soaked piece of cloth, then you wash it. Not if you wring out the wine. And insofar, that kind of seichet couldn't apply here. And the other seichet, as it told of Dosh, since it goes libud, so the mele, we don't have any dosh. Dosh means when you obtain this mashke from the eichel, not if it goes living. It is true that Rav Netam in the Kashe says, "Kiven shahamischa heilech leibud apal gab the havet secretion." So he says. So he emphasizes the fact. Mechem pirigo the whole secretion of the eichel. The record of the Madosam Shemitai, Kibushamis Hatemach Libu, אבל גם בפסקרישה מכין פירוש ברוך, בכל פסקרישה במיניך עלי אישו. So in other words, so here he says that it's muta. Here he says it's muta because it's a psychration of Yichamah. But suppose he would be mischavi mamish to squeeze out, then it would be osa. But the Rambam mentions in the name of Ramatan, from this Lashon Teisves he says, from this Lashon Teisves he says, Kim Shan Yisrateh Heilich Libu, Afal Gav Deha Bepsikreishe, Vichayim Pirish Boruch, Tichol Pesikreishe Oin Michal Yishore. So now the reason as to why he couldn't be Osa, Mitzad Seichel, as he told the Ophifari Kavdosh, because the Dovan Yisrateh Wine goes Libu. So why couldn't it be Osa? Because it's in Mishab. So then we would say, suppose he's Mishab and Mamish. He's Mamish Mishab to squeeze out the wine. But the wine goes leaving, then it would be us. However, the Ramban mentions in the name of Rabbanatan, and that's his own chicken, that even when he's Mishab and Mamish, if the Dovah HaMishab goes leaving, there is no Dosh, there is no Mifar. And there's the Ramban chicken. The Ramban chicken is, it's on the basis of this Ramban chicken that the Chazanish was Matia to milk a cow on Shabbos, if you let the milk run down on the floor into the soil. So, in other words, because the Ramban mentions in the name of Ramatan that the essential feature of Dosh consists in obtaining the mash that is squeezed out from there. From there. In other words, when you take grapes and you squeeze out the juice, you take olives, you squeeze out oil. So then you obtain for yourself the mashke. But suppose you are interested in the pulp of the grapes or in the pulp of the olives, and then you become bullet. You squeeze out the juice because you are interested in the pulp of the grapes. So then it doesn't involve in Lech Yaldishi, according to the Ramban. And the Ramban mentions that in the name of Ramatan. Now there is a difference between what the Ramban mentions in the name of Ramatan and what Teisves here mentions in the name of Ramatan. Because here Teisves says, V'hochim in the Ramatan, V'hochim in the name of Ramatan, V'hochim in the name of כיוון שם נשחת הלך ליב, אף על גב דאבה בצקחי ש... וכן פירש בו לכל פסקחי שלו הניח על הישורת. כל פסקחי שלו הניח על הישורת. So he emphasizes the fact that it's a פסקחי שלו הניח על הישורת. פסקחי שלו הניח על הישורת is only שייך when you're not ממש נשחת. Let's say, for here, example here. So when you push in a piece of cloth, so you're not mischaving to squeeze out wine, but you're only mischaving to push it in. But since you push it in tightly, so the main way it necessarily involves a squeezing out. So you say, especially if it's like, so the main way it's muta. The implication being, suppose he would mischaving mamish to squeeze out, but it would go leeward anyway. So there, it would be awesome. It would be also. That's how it's mashma from the Teisves, the way Teisves mentions Ramatan Shite. But the Ramban mentions in the name of Ramatan that if the Dovah HaMishab, the wine that is squeezed out, goes libud, then it's not dosh. In other words, even if it will be 1 second, please, even if it will be mishab mamish, it's not dosh. So the Ramban Shite, so in other words, there is a difference between the way Teisves mentions Ramatan Shite and the way the Ramban mentions Ramatan Shite. Because the way the Ramban mentions Ramatan Shite, so Ramatan Shite is mamish, like the Ramban himself, that's Ramban Shite. The Ramban Shite is that you are allowed to squeeze out the Meperes, if the Meperes goes leaving. Because then he doesn't partake of the tzurek, of dishing. Dosh means that you obtain, you separate the master from the evil. But if it goes to evil, you don't separate, you don't obtain. But of course the Rambam Shite is not like that, because the Rambam Shite, and at the Reise level, the Rambam Shite is not like that, because the Rambam Shite is the Chivel of the Chaveri, or Chivel of the Hebrew, is higher than Shito the Dosh, not because the Shonim. That's the other issue. But Rambam Shite is the Chivel is higher Mishim Dosh. In other words, because when you are making chabure, so you squeeze out blood from the system. So it's totally dosh. And chivul is higher than the Rambam passes that if somebody is chivul b'chaveri on Shabbos because out of anger, so it's not in the calculator and it's higher mishim chivul, which is a total dosh, but he's not interested in obtaining the blood. So we see that the Rambam is chilik on the Rambam. The Rambam is chilik on the Rambam. It might be that when the Chazanish, I mean, even though I heard it, but I had the suspicion that when the Chazanish was matir, milking a cow on Shabbos, as long as we milk the cow on the floor, you know, and the milk goes libut, he doesn't go into a kettle, into a kele. So he was only mati when you do it for hayat. In other words, if you squeeze out the milk from the odor of the behemoth, la hayat. So since, because how could he be mati to milk the cow on the floor of the yodayi, according to the Rambam? Well, there is another machlok rishonim as to whether milking the cow comes within the law of Bishon Midrashim. Because in Isha we will account it. But I don't think that the Chazanish was matia in the natural way. He probably was matia when you milk the cow on the floor, Tlachayat. So in Mele, we don't have any Choshe of the rice. Because it's Tlachayat. So then, as far as the Nisan Rabbon is concerned, so we can rely with Shasatchat and the Shite of the Rambam, that there is no melachas dishe when the dorach hanischad goes in. Anyway, so I just wanted to point out. So this is what the Kabbalatam asks against though. But the Oroch himself, he says, has two issues. He explains the Gemara of Mishaychas and Mishaychas in the first Russian on the basis of Srite. And Srite, but there are two kinds of Seichel. One is Seichel, which is a talk of Noabe, and what is this Tolday of Dosh? So the Oroch, in the first Lashon, he explains it on the basis of Srite, and there's a Tolday of Dosh, but then in regard to the Kashe, how can there be Dosh if it goes Libut? If it goes Libut, so it couldn't be Dosh. Either there couldn't be Dosh, because it doesn't partake of the Tzura of Dishe, when the Dover Anishat goes Libut, or the stateless, says here in the name of Ramadan, since it's a double, and that's the whole shite, that it's a creation of Yichbeslai, since he's not mishaving to squeeze out. So the melee, it's a creation of Yichbeslai. So the melee, it is muter. So the Oroch, what would the Oroch do with that? Assuming that the Oroch is really kind of Rambam shite, and he holds that it partakes of the Tzura of Dishe, even when the Dover HaNishat goes Libut, but the Oroch, he is the Bore de Schweizer of Psychreche de Lichbeslei and its Mutter, and here is not the Schavim to squeeze out the wine. So the Oroch says that we have referenced that the Bore of Rav, of Mishochaiset and Ezaise, has reference to the case where the Nekef is in the top of the Chobyes, in the lid, in the cover, in the Kisua, in the Kisua Akele. So there is a nekev, and then he puts it in. So he puts it in. So in order that as he carries the chobyes, so and he shakes it. So why shouldn't spill out in the course of being carried? So the melee, any wine that is squeezed out as a result of plugging the neck in the lid of the killer, so falls into the vagina. So the male eats in secretion the nirkale. But in the chaname, if the nekev will be, if the nekev will be, if the nekev will be, let's say in the tzad of the chavies, not in the top, in the dimension of the chavies. So in such a case, so if he plugs it, so then any wine that is squeezed out will fall outside. If the nekev is on top, so the male, any wine that is squeezed out falls inside. So it's a situation in Yichale. This is the case of Rab. Masha'in King, what Aruch says, if it will be in the tzad, in the dayfen of the kele, so then if you plug it, it's muta to plug it with the glove, even though it will necessarily entail squeezing out the wine. Because if it is here in the dayfen, and then wine is squeezed out, so it falls outside, it spills outside. So the mele, it's a psikreshe, to leave this way. So it is muta. And from the washing of the oath, it's also mashma, that he doesn't agree with the shita of the Rambam, which the Rambam mentions it even in the name of Rabbanutam, that when it goes libut, when the Domer HaMishchat goes libut, so then he doesn't partake of the Ruach of Tisha altogether. But because if that had been the shita of the oath, why does he have to base it upon the fact that it's special in Yifas Leif? Let him say it even if it would be Mechab Mamesh, it's muta, because it's not Ruach as Bishay. When the Dover HaMishchat goes with you. So we see from the Lashon of the Oruch also that he is Chelik and the Shite of Rambam. I'm mentioning it because you shouldn't think that this is a Dover Pashut. I mean, it's true that the Chazmish was Materet, and I think that the Chazmish was Materet only to squeeze out the Murtel HaChayav. That's what I think it is. But since it doesn't involve any shayla and the rice altogether, so the mele b'shasas kak, so he relied on the shite of the Rambam. But most b'sheni achilik on the shite of the Rambam, and they hold that the meleches dishe applies even to a case where the dover hamishchat goes libud, and even the oro. So he bases it upon the fact that he's not mischave. But if he would be mischave, even though it would go legal, it would involve an Israelish. So yes.
According to this,
the whole thing, not the drop, should be preserved. Well, then they don't follow up the Chazmish. And if anybody does it in the name of the Chazmish, So he's just making a joke of the Pesach of the Chazmish. So if he lets only a part of the meal go in Yibut, then it's a joke. Then it's, yes. So what is it doing with this? No, they need something else. No, excuse me, just 1 second. 1 second, please. So some Bishayim takes a sheet in means that if you are gazes and the Dover HaMitzvahs is goes libut, so then it's in Melacha Shetzchel Ligufo. Not that the Melacha of gazes doesn't apply. Here, according to Rambam, there is a basic difference, you see. I understand why you are waiting, but there is a basic difference. You see, here, according to the Ramban, and the Ramban says that there's the Sheet of Ramatam also, even though from the state says it doesn't appear that there's the Sheet of Ramatam. So, it's a slogan in the Melocha of Tishe. The Tishe is only Shayach when you obtain the Mashke that you squeeze out from the Echa. But if it goes Nibut, it's not Tishe. By definition, it's not Tishe. Mashe'im came there about the gazes when you cut off the fingernails, the toenails. So, Tens Veshite is that according to Rav Shimon, Ruach Hashem Tzrich Olivufo is Potter. And according to Tens Veshite in Shabbos, in Perek HaMatzliach, what does it mean, Ruach Hashem Tzrich Olivufo? What does it mean, Ruach Hashem Tzrich Olivufo? That is Potter, that means the love of Shetzchel Gufo you spot out means it has to be Tzrichel Gufo for the same purpose that it was done in the Mishnah. Now, in the Mishnah, when they sheared the wool from the sheep, so the purpose was to use the wool, to use the wool. So, if a person will be using the fingernails or take a haircut, and the hair or the fingernails will go in the wool, so it's a Melacha Shetzchel Gufo. The reverse says, no, even if when it goes at the yapis, it's also a Melacha Shetzchel Gufo. But everybody agrees, that according to the view that Melacha Shetzchel Gufo is higher, so even if the fingernails or the hair goes in the wool, it's higher. Masha'ikin here, according to the Ramban, even a little the view that, who says Melacha Shetzchel Gufo, is higher, but if you squeeze out the wine from the grapes, and you are mechaben to squeeze out, but you let the juice from the grapes go evil, so then even according to the beauty, it doesn't involve more. So it's a different concept altogether. Now, so that is, so the first machine of is, the first machine of is, that we should chayse and nezayse, so the Israel is machmas, Machmas Schritte. And we Schritte, as he told there, of Dutch. So why is it Osea? Why is it Osea? Because Rav is reference to the case where the Nekev is in the lid of the Kehle, in the top. And there is a Nekev in the lid, and because of that, he has difficulties carrying the Chopiyas, because it keeps on as he carries the Chopiyas. So it keeps on shaking, and some wine he spills out, so the melee he plugs the Nekev, and that necessarily entails a squeezing out of wine, but every droplet of wine that is necessarily squeezed out as a result of plugging the Nekev, so is preserved, falls into the wine, is preserved in the barrel, in the Kehle itself. So it's a discretion Nichalei. But if it will be in the Tzad, in the Deifer, then it will be Muter on the basis of secretion the Lichus. Then the other Roshim, in the Orchids, what Tesis mentions at the end, that again, that the Nekev, Rav has reference to the case where the Nekev is in the lid, but he plugs it, so he plugs it because he wants to prevent any spilling out of wine as he carries it. But his kavone is not, you know, to fix the lid. If his kavone would be to fix the lid, then it would be mechavimamish. His kavone is so that no wine should be spilled out whenever the barrel is carried. So, but his intention is levatlo, that this leg should always plug up the neck. So Mimele is Misakin Kele. He's Misakin Kele. So the Meloche is Makidu Patish, not Schite, not Dosh. According to the first Loshen, the Meloche is Tisha. And according to the second Loshen, the Meloche is Makidu Patish. But it's very likely that when the Och says that it's Osea, because Tikkun Kele, not that it would rise in Tikkun Kele. Because he says, Nire Kitzakun Kele. There's the Lashon of the Och, Nire. So it's Mashma that with rise it couldn't be considered as Tikkun Kele. Why? Because in order to be higher, Mitzad Makri Patish, Mitzad Tikkun Kele, so you have to use something that is ordinarily used in fixing up a Kele. What is used in fixing up a hole? Something like cement. I mean, of the same substance that the Kele itself, but not a piece of rag. A piece of rag is not normally used to plug up a Nekev in the Kele. So the Mele couldn't be a Tikkun Kele Midrashe, but only a Tikkun Kele Midrabanan. Because the Loshon is Nire Kimehadek Esakele. Nire Kimisakele Esakele. It's mashma, it's not, it doesn't involve a Nisar of Tikkun Kele Midrashe, but only a Nisar of Tikkun Kele but didn't get rid of it. Anyway, so we see thesis. This thesis says that this thesis of Natan, so as the Kasha, against the oath, apparently Rav Natan didn't see the law of itself. Apparently he didn't have the oath. Otherwise, why should Rav Natan as the Kasha? If it goes Leibut, so then it couldn't involve the law of Tisha, but the oath himself spells it out in the Sefer Oath. And he says that the Nekev is in top, so the male doesn't go Leibut. Apparently Rav Natan did not have the text of the oath before. So Rav Natan asks the Kasher, how could it involve the Nisar of Dishe? If it goes Leibut, it couldn't involve the Nisar of Dishe because it's Kreshe. Do a Yichbeslay? And the Nisar of Leibut, it couldn't involve, not because it goes Leibut, but because Leibut is only Shayach by Mayim, not by Yayim. So then the Ri says, two things. That Haimishachai said, Zayisei could have reference to the case where the Dovah HaMitzcha, the wine, was going. And it still could be also on the score of Dosh, even though it was leaving, because it's a creation of Yechbesle, is also a Rabbanon. So it's also a Rabbanon according to that. And then he says that it could be also on the basis of Yibun too. That's what he says. What did he say? So in other words, and the level of Tosh. So the Rambam says it couldn't be also a written in the Rabbanon. If it goes Leibut, because it's discretion in Yichalei, so the Rambam agrees with the Shite of the Oath, the discretion in Yichalei is Mutter Lechatchile, even in the Rabbanon. It's not also. So the Ri says, no, it could be also a Mesukaiser Mezaiser, and the score of Tosh, because secretion lich this way is also the Rabbanon, and then he says it could be also on the score of Ribbon too. But Rabbi Tam said it's not Shayach to say Ribbon. The Shayach Ribbon Gabi Mai, but not Gabi the Shayach and Bishon Mashki, the Chodom Ramlach Reich as Bele, כי ליין לשייך או לשמן לא שייך ליבון בשחיתו זה אלו דווקא במאי אלו דווקא במאי so Rav Natan considers it double portion that if you rush blood in wine, in milk in oil so you couldn't be higher mishum ליבון because ליבון is only shayach when you wash it in water because that really whitens and cleanses the cloth not me parents. So the Ri says no. He says that but is it over Amlachleich? The answer is true, it's over Amlachleich. But the Shite of the Ri is even though when you wash, let's say, a garment in wine, so it will not be as clean as it is, as it would be if you wash it in water, but if you wring out the water and if you wring out the wine from the garment, then there is a certain kind of cleaning. It's, you don't clean it as well as if you washed it, as if you had wrung out the water from the garment. But there is a certain element of cleaning by wringing out, let's say, the wine that the garment absorbed. So the Meila, Yachayev Mishum Nibu. Yachayev Mishum Nibu. So that's a big chiddush. I mean, most Rishonim don't agree with them. That most Rishonim agree with Rav Natan. That Libum is only Shayach in water, not in any other liquid. Because any other liquid is a Yom HaMelach Leich. is the one lacher, even though by squeezing out the wine that the garment absorbs, it will become cleaner, of course. But it will still not be very clean. So the melee, according to most Rishayim, Libun does not apply. Libun is only Shayach in Mayim, not in any other mashke. And the Ri is Chilek. It's a big Chilek. The Ri is Chilek. Now, yes, what is it? Yeah. Well, you mean if it is just 100% clean, enochaname, in such a case, so the deal will be made that there is no insulin. But usually, when a person takes a piece of cloth to plug up in a cake, so he doesn't take a 100% clean piece of cloth. He takes a rag, something that is not so clean. So the melee, so when you squeeze out the water, so then it cleans it out. But when you squeeze out the wine, you don't clean it out. But in the chaname, the ri will be made if you take, let's say, a new garment that just came out from the laundry, and then you soak it in wine, and then you squeeze out the wine from the church, so the ri will be made there that you're not chayav b'shulamim. But usually, when you plug a nekev with a cloth, so you use a rag, something that is not so clean. And then, when you squeeze out the wine, so then it becomes more clean. So in such a case, the ri would say that you're chayav b'shulamim. But most Rishayim, even in this case, there will be chayav Amberi. I just wanted to mention it because it's a very big Chiddush. I don't know of any other Rishon who agrees with the Shite of the Rishon. Alright, now. So the Shite now we see as follows. That according to the Aruch, Doroshim Yisraven, Tzikveshet, Ulimich Peslei, is Muta Lechatre. The Ri is Chelek, and Ramitam agrees with them. The Ri is Chelek, but the Ri is only chelik on the oruch on the reis on the rabbonah level, but on the reis level is made it because the one of the reis of the oruch is mizad gemore in zvochim mizalchin yayin al gaboyishi. So he says no, the reis oruch in reis that he the matter of shim mizalchin yayin al gaboyishi. Ikolemeima the mitzvah shame. So if the Ri had been chilek against the Oruch on the Reis level. So how can you say mitzvah shane? So obviously the Ri agrees with the Oruch on the Reis level. But on the Rabbonu level, he is chilek on the Oruch. That's the sheet of the Ri. But let's see. Now, here, Teitzer says that Makis Morse is a case of Sikresha Boliakas. Makis Morse is a case of And so let's see what Tetzler says in Shabbos in regard to Mappis Morsi. And that's all. So whenever the Mishnah in Shabbos mentions Potter, it means Potter with Raise, but also whatever, except three Potter expressions in the Mishnah in Shabbos that have the meaning of Potter with Mutal Chatchil. Which are the three? So it's Potter. It's Tzeda Sri, that's the Mishnah that we once discussed. That the Mishnah that we once discussed in that could government base, the could government base, יושב ביחד מהפסח ולמלואו, יושב השם ומלואו, השם יחי, יושב המשנה מהפסח מלואו, והשם הוא יושב מציני, אף על פי שיום הדרישה, והולך לי, הולישה חי, והשם, הרישה חי, והשם פוטה. הולו מוזדינו, אם יהיה לסבי של השם, אם יצוצבי שומע בשם. So here פוטה means פוטה ומוטה. And then, ציד הסלוחוש, what does it mean ציד הסלוחוש? In other words, somebody walks on the road, and there he sees a nochosh, and he's afraid that the nochosh might bite him. So he takes a cable and he throws it over the nochosh. He inverts it over the nochosh. So that's pota umuta. And then umakis mos. In other words, if, let's say, somebody squeezes out the pus from a maki, in order to be relieved of the maki of the tzar, so it's also potable. So Kompitura di Shabbos is potable except plat. And Mapis Muse is one of the plat. Now, Mapis Muse, so Teise says, Hatzod Nochosh. Hatzod Nochosh. Hiksho Bahak. Vishmur Adishmur. Vihoches of Ashmur Nochosh in Tzrich Lugufo. Poter Acherev Shimen. ומשום צער על גופי שורה, ופרק קיבה המנון, בגלל שנשחה ומסובה לקרב שימן, ובגלל שנצחו לגופו, סובה לקרב יהודה. וקירת, רבנתם בשמו קומה, ורב שימן דום אמרו אבא שנצחו לגופו פותח, והמפלט פותר ומותח, כמו שמחיח שמו בספר יראי, לבד את פותר ומותח קומה, ורואים מסביר עלי קרב שימן. מהרב שימן, שמו על ימסל, Paskins, like Rav Shimon, the Dovashim Nishavim is Mutan Kolatei Kol. Then there is a machloike between Rav Yudin and Rav Shimon, Estuva Dovashim Nishavim, Epsal, Estuva Dovashim Tzichu Lugufo by Shabbos, is Chaye or Potea, Rav Shimon says Potea, Rav Yudin says Chaye, so in that machloike, Shmuel himself, Paskins, like Rav Yudin, that Dovashim, that Dovashim Tzichu Lugufo is Chaye. So the main way, according to Shmuel, Matis Musa and Tzod Nochosh and Tzod Nochosh is also because he's Chayuk too. But when Shmuel only says that when a Braise says that Matis Musa is Potter, that Braise accords with Rav Shimon, who says Nochosh and Tzrich Lugufo is Potter. So anyway, in this case, Mishim Tzarek Gufe. So it's Muta Lechatzchila. So in other words, Tesis is saying in Shabbat Dab Gimel that the only reason as to why Matis Musa is Muta in order to get rid of the Tzah, to be relieved of the Tzah, because if we pass according to Rav Shimon that Melocha Shem Tzricha Legufo is Muta, but ordinarily it's also in Rabbanon, so because of Tzah Legufo, so it's Muta Lechatzchila. מה שאין כדי כל מתרבות את דבר שצריכו לגופו ישחייב, so Mappis Muse, even though he does it in order to relieve himself of the Tzah, or Tzot Nochosh, if I walk on the way, and there is no Shailot Tukach Nefesh, I'm not afraid that as a result of the Nochosh biting me, I might Chas V'Sholom, be in Sakone. But, I just don't want to be bitten by the Nochosh. But, there is no Sakone Nefoshes. So, according to Rabbi Yudai, that Melochosh in Tzricho Ligufo Yisrael, if I will throw a kelef on the Nochosh, in order to prevent the Nochosh from biting me, so I am chayot, according to Rabbi Yudai. Now, the question is this, if Teisves in Shabbos would agree with the Shite of the Rish, that Psikreishe de Leich Pesrei is only Osam and Rabbonah, but with the Raise, it's Mutea, so why does Teisves Bab Gimel and Shabbos say that the only reason is why it's Mutea to be Mappis Mose and to throw a Kele on a Nochosh is because we pass like Rav Shimon at Nochosh and Tzrich and Gufo is Pota. But if we pass like Rav Yudah and Nochosh and Tzrich and Gufo is Chayev, then you are Chayev if you throw a Kele and the Nochosh. And then you are chayev if you are Mappis Mose, even though you do it in order to relieve yourself of the Tzar. But it's a psychration of Yichbeslei, a psychration of Yichbeslei. The reading Shiva says, is only also the Rabbanon, but we're not in Tzar of the Gufe. So the Chachomim don't give it hazard. So we see the Tzar in Shabbos is really come the Rishut and Shiva in Shiva. Tzar in Shabbos is really come the whole Shiva and the Reizler. And he holds that Midrash it doesn't make any difference whether it's a psychration in Yichalei or psychration to the Yichbeslei. As long as it's a psychration, so it's considered to have Midrash. But, so why does Gemara say, Mappis Mose is Muter, Tzot Nochosh is Muter? So that goes a little bit to Mandoma, a little bit of Shine, that what it's really good for is Potter Midrash. But it's also Mirabon. So we look in Tzare the Gufe, the Chachomim din Dasa. But the Kodim Terev Yudet Nochosh in Tzare the Gufe is Chaye, so Mappis Mose is Chaye. And we cannot say it's Bova Shem in Yisrave, because it's Chesh El Yechbeslei. Because according to Tetzus in Shabbos, there is no such thing, such Ptur as Chesh El Yechbeslei. Chesh El Yechbeslei and Chesh El Yechbeslei that's Chaynaha is the same thing. But the Gemara of Mappis Mose is based upon Melocha Shem Tzare the Gufe, and we go to Rav Shimon. So the main way, that's only Shaya by Shabbos, but by Shor Yisori, you don't say Melocha Shem Tzare the Gufe. Only by Shabbos there is such a concept as Melocha Shem Tzare the Gufe. But with Gabi the Yisya, of Eish Tom and Tukat on Mizbeach, we see Rebbe, you don't say Melocha Shem Tzare the Gufe. So the main way, according to cases in Shabbos, if somebody will be Nizal of Yayin al-Gabalishi in such a way, that it will necessarily involve the kibul of the fire of the Mizbeach, so then it will be higher monkeys, and the score of the love of taking each time he took it on Mizbeach, no isirbe. Here, Tei says, in Ksumes, the Rin says, that it's muta lechatchile, even though it's a psikreishe, because of the mitzvah of Nisu Chayali. So that means Midraise, it's not also, Midraise is considered in Mizrabe. So in other words, there is a machlekes between the reading Ksuves and Teises in Shabbos. Teises in Shabbos is Chelikadoch, Shiteh, Psychesh, and Yechmelislein, and in the Reizalev. And the Reizalev. And according to Teises in Shabbos, Psychesh, and Yechmelislein is the same thing as Psychesh, and Yechmelislein. It's considered Mishabi. But by Shabbos, according to Rav Shimon, the Tzvok, it's not there. So it's not there because it's a Melocha Shem Tzare L'Gufo. Memele, we're not in Tzare L'Gufo, it's Muta L'Gufo L'Chatchile. But by Shor Yisor, we believe in the Chayim. Psikresh El Yich Beslei. Let's say, Kabri Dalab, of Ish Tome Tukra Mizmiach L'Siyodei. Masheim Kei, Teises in Ksuvet, the Rim, he agrees with the Oruch and the Reis Alevo, and he's only a Chilik and the Oruch, and the Rabbani. And there, we see the same thing. Teises Shitei is all over in Shabbos. That counted is contrary to the sheet of gold and in the Reichland. Let's say, one of the highest of gold is the Gemara of Kufale, Kukimu, of Hobe Aram Bidei, Hobe Aram Dechav. So how does the Gemara explain the Gemara of Hobe Aram Bidei, Hobe Aram Dechav? There the Gemara, the Bible says, Hatim Shulshi. Hatim Shulshi. If somebody plucks out wretches, let's say, from the karaki. So in Lachile, if the purpose of the Tushi is to eat the veches, the unchin, so only if he was staying in Kikreikres, so he's Chayav Mishutelish. But if it's less than Kikreikres, so he's Potter. But in Yapis is a Karke, if the purpose is to be the Yapi the Karke, so even Kolchu, so he's Chayav. So he bothers the Kashe, even if he doesn't have that Kabbalah in mind to be the Yapi the Karke. But it was not mishaven. Not, even if it was not mishaven, so, but it's a tzikreish, it should be chayav anyway for a pasha, even less than a kreifes. So the Gemara says, lo tzrichet mikorobi be'ara dechavay. In other words, where he was still a shulchin, Ruben was still a shulchin in the field of Shimon. So the male, even though he is the Akhlikarachel, but he's not benefit from it. He doesn't benefit from the fact that the Karachel becomes promoted, becomes improved. So the male, it's... So the Oruch explains it. If it's Arad Echavre, he's not mischavim to be the Yabe. But the Arad Echavre, it's creation in Yichare, because it derives a benefit from the improvement of the Karachel. But if it's the Arad Echavre, it's creation in Yichare. Tensis explains it. The Arad Echavre, Pirish, the Havim Locho, Shein Tzricha Lugufu. The Havim Locho, Shein Tzricha Lugufu. So again, but according to the beauty, that Locho, Shein Tzricha Lugufu is Chayef, so then the Arad Echavre is also the Chayef. But it's creation in Yichare. So again, Tensis Shittim Shabbos is contrary to the Aruch and the Reiseler, that there is no difference between Tzikreishen and Yichalei and Tzikreishen and Tzikreishen and Lichbisman. Then a third place in Shabbos, where we see the thesis in Shabbos is Chilik and the Aruch and the Reiseler, there's the Gemara that I'm here, that I mentioned several times, with Hatzot Chalos and Vapeitze. So the Gemara has the Kashi, ולחייב נמי משמיתוס נשומר הצות חלוזי תום רבון הצות חלוזי והפייצי אין החייב אלו האחס משמצי רב יהודה אין החייב שתי שוי רב יהודה אין הפציע בכל דיש but the Rekame says no, he is not chayim mishum dishe. Why not? Because in dishe only do a kark, and the Rebbe Yehuda holds yeish dishe afilu shoroi do a kark. So the Gemara is the kashe, why does the Rekame say hatzot chalos and vapeitzi is only chayim on the score of tzot, let him be mechuy of also mishum mitvas mishamei he kills it. So the Gemara says true, he's not mishavim to kill the chalos, but may the Rebbe Shimu psikhaishu yamos. So the Gemara says, "Shana hoche, the kama di nishomer, flei nichalei, kichel uitzel tzivei." So the Gemara says, the reason is why I call it a kama. So the chalose, the pente, is not chalose because nishomer, even though it's a tzikreishe, because he doesn't enjoy the fact that the chalose is dead. On the contrary, if the chalose had remained alive, in spite of squeezing out the blood, so then the blood would be a better dying agent. But it's a good dying agent anyway. But if the chalosim hadn't died as a result of the squeezing out of the blood, so then he would even be more happy. So in other words, so again the Oroch explains it on the basis of psychration. The Oroch was like, how does Thesis explain it? Thesis explains it again, because Tanakame agrees with Rakshim and Shite that Lachashim Tzchil Gufo is Potter. So the male is Lachashim Tzchil Gufo. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, Lachashim Tzchil Gufo is Chayev. So then he should be Chayev even on the score of Nitzchil Nishon also according to Tzchil. So again we see the tasteless. So in three different places we see the tasteless is Chayev Kamishit on the whole. And in the Reisler, and he holds that Psychresia Lichbesle is considered Mischavim in the Reisler. But by Shabbos, according to Rav Shimon, he is put there for a different reason. That's only Shaya by Shabbos. But by Shom Surim, he will manage the Chayim. He will manage the Chayim. That's the issue. Now, how does the Rashi explain it here? So Rashi here says as follows. Misasi ku eitzel pilas nishome. Why? Because kol kamod is ben nishome tvei michalei. Kechel eitzel tzivei. מיסאצן דו נשום אקלים אל גבי תוס נשום אבו מיסאצן בדובר אחר ובהב הם לחז מחשבס של מסחב ושיומוס תפי מיכלי שבם החי תהיו דם המס וכי בכל עצמי מסחב ומתרח נשום ראשון יומוס ביודע אף מומנס אין כאן אלו מיסאצן וכי מדרב שימן ומיד אלו יחפס להם ואי מסחב ומחבון אלו מחב רשי is it also can come to the Hanukkah Reiseland. He says, V'chi meid Rav Shimon, v'psikhen she'eichad lo'ich baslein. הקורדיאור הוא פריח בשביל so Reb Shimon says it's mutter and he says v'chim meil Reb Shimon that he's chayev in kol atere kule by psichay sheiv it's moich besal so we see that Rashi is chayek anor also an idra Israel but there is one difference between Rashi and Esos here that I know according to Tetzves so even in this case the only reason is why the Tanakama says hatzot chalozeh so he is not chayim mishmitin shome is because the Tanakhama here agrees with the sheet of Reb Shimon that Ruach Hashem Tzchim Gufo is potter and by Tzot Chalozei so it's in Ruach Hashem Tzchim Gufo the implication being according to the Mandob of Ruach Hashem Tzchim Gufo is chayim so Tzot Chalozei depends him he will be chayim even though he's upset with the fact that the Chalozei dies as a result of squeezing out the blood from Chalozei Rashi says, when does Reb Shimon say that Psikreishe is higher in Kolatei Kole when it's Lohich Pesle? Rashi came in this case by Shabbos where it's Lohichalei in the sense that he is unhappy, he is upset with the Nitzros Shomer, with the death of the Chalozei. So in such a case, by Shabbos he is Potea because it's not in Lachis Machshavos. But, so in other words, according to Rashi, by Shabbos, there is a difference between Psikhei Shevu Yich Peslein and Psikhei Shevu Yich. Psikhei Shevu Yich Peslein means he's indifferent. He's mischaving to do one act, and that necessarily entails another Moloch. A Moloch. Not another Moloch, because the act that is mischavim is not a Moloch. And that necessarily entails a Moloch. But he doesn't care, one way or the other. He's indifferent towards the resulting Moloch. But suppose he is upset with the resulting Moloch, but he does it anyway because he has no choice. He needs a dying agent. So the Mele, he has to use the blood of the Chalozei as a dying agent. And even though he's upset by the fact that as a result of squeezing out the blood from the Chalozei died. He's upset. But, so the Mele, it's Leinichale. If he's upset, if he's mitztayer from the Meloche, so then he's potter, because it's not in Lachis Machshavos. But that is only potter by Shabbos. Masheikin Kolatei Kule, when there is no Aloche of Lachis Machshavos, so they are Rashi will also be made that psychation will be hainach. But in Shabbos, according to Rashi, there is a difference between psychation and psychation will by Shabbos. But according to Tesves, I'll look at the Rabbi Yudin, the option is to be Yisrael, then I'm not closing the paint saying will be hired by Shabbos. But how about Lachas Machshavos? So Tesves is Chayim Kamach. So in other words, so we have so many sheets. We have the sheet of the Rabbi of Doruch and Rabbi Tam that Psikreishe Lo'ich Peslein even with the Rabbonim is considered in Yisrael. Then we have the sheet of Tesis in Shabbos, Dab Gimel and Dab Kuk Gimel and Dab Ayin Hei. That Midraise Psikreishe Lo'ich Peslein is considered in Yisrael. But by Shabbos Psychation Lich Peslein is Potea because of Mulah Hashem Tzrechol Gup, but in Kolatei Kulei is Chai. Then we have the Shita of Rashi that in Psychation, that Psychation the Lich Peslein in Kolatei Kulei is Chai. Is Chai. But Psychation Lich Alei is Mitzdayer of the Mulah, so by Shabbos is Potea because not Lach Vashabes. By Shabbos, but in Kolatei Kulei, he will be Chai, he will be Chai. And we have a fourth sheet, the sheet of Tetzus Iksuves, the read that in Kolatei Kule, Psychation Lich Peslei and the Reise level is considered in Israel. He agreed with that. But on the Rabbon level, it's considered Mishab. It's considered Mishab. Alright. So we have four separate sheets. Now, what is the sheet of the Rambam? I hope that you went over the Rav Chaim and Psikreishe and Mappis Mose. Now the Gemara in Shabbos, that Kuvot, says as follows. Nikadak kub zayin on the base. Nikadim basu ha'akloha. Hamapis mose in the Shabbos. Yilu asis lo pechayo. Yilu heitz men olicho potter. Man tane, oma rabhuda marab rab shimini. Doma mulocho shim tzichu lugu fa potter ala. Nikadim basu ha'ho. Hatzot nochot mi Shabbos. Yilu sasi mishu yishachenu potter. Yilu mipuya chayo. Man tane, oma rabhuda marab rab shimini. Doma mulocho shim tzichu lugu fa potter ala. So here, the Gemara, Rab himself says, in regard to the aloche of Mapis Mose, so in Mehitzis aloche, so is Potter. And Potter means Potter Omita. So Rav says, why does the Braise say Potter, Mapis Mose? Because the Braise accords with Rav Shimon that Meloche Shenitzrich Olugufo is Potter. The implication being, according to Rav Yudin Meloche Shenitzrich is Chayot, so Mapis Mose is Chayot. Mapis Mos is Chayosh. So the question arises, and then Rav says the same thing in regard to Atzot Lochosh. Kedei Shalo Noshchei. So he's Potter. In other words, if somebody invokes a care and Lochosh in order to prevent the Lochosh from biting him, and you're not going with the case of the Pekach Nefesh, so he just wants to relieve himself of pain. So then he's Potter. So Rav says, why? Because that price according to Rav Shimon of Shinsheli Gufo is but the implication being according to Rav Shimon of Shinsheli Gufo is higher. So Hatzot Lochosh, if somebody puts a care upon Lochosh in order to relieve himself from being bitten by Lochosh, or if his map is Musa, so in order to be made see the Leich, So, according to Rabbi Yudim, what Yitzchak Kufa is higher, there will be higher. Now, the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yudim, what Yitzchak Kufa is higher. So, maybe according to this, it follows that the Rambam should pass him, Hamapis Mose is higher. That's what the Gemara says. Man Tane, the Hodi Tone, Hamapis Mose, Potea, Rabbi Shimon, don't know what Yitzchak Kufa put Potea. The implication being, what if we say Hatzot Gufa Chayev, so Mapis Mose is Chayev. Hatzot Nochosh, Kedin Shalom Noshchei. Man Tane Reb Shimon. The implication being, a contradiction of Hatzot Gufa is Chayev, so Hatzot Nochosh, if you put a Kerev, and Nochosh in order to prevent Nochosh from biting me, so then he's Chayev. But the Rambam passes like Reb Yudim Nochosh, Hatzot Gufa is Chayev. So he should pass him by Hatzot Nochosh, that he's Chayev. Even though he does it in order to relieve himself, of the Mishichas Anochosh, and Mapis Mose is Chayev, and the Rambam Paschus, Mapis Mose is Potter, and Potter Umuter. All right, that's another point. Potter Umuter, but if he inverts the Kerev, so it's also Potter Umuter. So that's the kasha that is raising at the Rambam. Now, the Rambam in Perek Yud Mulche Shabbos, Halacha Yud Zayin, Hamapis Mose, Hamapis Shchin B'Shabbos, Ki Yahalchit Pi Amako, Ki Dera Shorif Imeisi, She Nishavim Gorfu Al Ahalchit Pi Amako, Hare Zechayim Shemach Bepatish, She Zuy Mulech Efareiki, Vini Fiso Heitzi Mimeno Halecha Shebo, Hare Zemuta, Hare Zemuta, Yishu Bechayim, once it is Potter, so we can understand the Mita, because of Tzara the Gufa. what he should be hired according to the Gemara, that could sign on boats. That's the Rambam, this is very cute, how he signed. Then we were regarding inverting the kelo. He said, the Rambam is very cute, Milch Shabbos Halacha Chofer. Rimoshim Hamazikim Kimchoshim Vachodim Vachayim Tzibon Afal Kishim Mamisim Hem Bnei Shechim Mutalot Tzibon Sam Shabbos Vuhush Yischavim Rimotzeo Min Shechoso Kei Tzatu Eise Kei Fekli Aleyim Umakib Aleyim Kei Shechom Kei Shechom Yazim. So it's contrary to the Gemara. The Gemara explains it on the basis of Melach Hashem Tzibon Lugubo but the Rambam Paskos Melach Hashem Tzibon Lugubo is Chayim still in Paskos that did. So Reb Chaim has a very basic yisod. I mean, it's one of the most basic yisodes in Reb Chaim. So he mentions another Rambam, which is also difficult. Now that has to do with the Gemara in Chizkis. Now the Gemara in Chizkis that comes from the Gaon says, "Tomer Rabbanon, Hachiti Yecholim B'Shabes Chayav Chatos." Now let's suppose you have a number of Yecholim. You have a number of Yecholim. And then he keeps on stirring the Yecholim. So he turns over what was here before at the bottom, now it becomes on top. What was here on top, so now it becomes at the bottom. It is a result of stirring the Yecholim. So naturally, if you have a number of Yecholim lying one on top of the other, so the upper code is burning. The lowermost coal is relatively not burning. If you stir the holy, so then you make the heretofore tachtenim burn more, and the heretofore elyenim burn less. So Hanukkah says, "Hachit kacholim b'Shabbos chayav chatos." Chayav chatos. Rabbishim and Rosalim and Yamishim Rabbishim and Rabbishim Chayav shtayim. Why? Mipnei shu mechabes el neneis u mabires at achteis. Because he had a number of Yecholim. So that was relatively common. Now when you stir it, so it becomes, it is able to burn more. With a bigger flame. So Yachayav underscore of Havore of the heretofore tachteis. And then, Mishum Kibur of the heretofore alyeis. That's what Rabbi Shimon Elazar says in the name of Elazar Ratzon. So Gemara has the kashe. Gemara has the kashe. What does it deal with? Why does Rabbi Shimon Elazar say Chayev Shtayim and the Tanakhame say he's only Chayev Achas? So Gemara says, Ravashi says, Kigen Shemis Chavim Yirbis. Vihuvu Malayim, the Tanakhame and Rabbi Zabra Tzodek in reference to the case when the Kabbalah of the person of the one who stirred in the Holy means to be Mechabe the Yates. In other words, his Kabbalah was, why did he stir in the Holy? Why was he dissatisfied with the way the Holy were arranged before? Because his Kabbalah was to be mechabe, to extinguish the fire of the upper Geholim. So Mimele is Chayav HaLuachas. But Mimele is a result of stirring the Geholim. So not only did the heretofore upper Geholim become extinguished, but the heretofore lower Geholim started to burn. But since his Kavone was just to be mechabed the Yenes, so he's only Chayav Achas. Rezab Rav Tzadik says, even though his Kavone was only to be mechabed the Yenes, but Mimele, the Tachteneis were Huva, started to burn, so he's Chayav and the score of Avona as well. So the Gemara says, Omer Avashi ki Yitzchavim Yirbeis Huva Ma'alayim, Tanekame Sobolot Rav Shimon Dolot Rav Shimon Yitzchavim Potem. So Tanakhame agrees with Rav Shimon. Dovah Shem Yischavim is potter. So Mele, since his Kavoni was just to be Mechabed the Elyenes, so he's only Chayav Mishum Kibur Elyenes, but he's not Chayav Mishum Havores Tachteneis, because he didn't intend to do it. It was done by itself. Mashin Kirmat Rabzodeh, he agrees with Rabbi Yude. So this is the Kashe, what made Rabbi Shimon the Psikreishe. And if you are going to say that here we are not dealing with the case of Psikreishe, so why does Rabbi Rabzodeh say that Yisrael also Mishum Mavir? Mishum Mavir Atachtein is, but Rabbi Yude is made by Shabbos, the Dovashim Yisrael is for that. The same is Kashe. So Tetzvah says, no, here we are dealing with the case where there is a Pesach. And that's the reason as to why Rabbi Zabar Tzodek is Mechayev Shtayim. Even though his Kavone was just to be Mechayev the Yenes, and he was not Mechayev to be Me'avir, the Tachtenes, but since it was a Pesach, so Memele, Rabbi Yudah says that he's Chayev Mishmagor as well. So then you ask, so why was Tanakame, who agrees with Rabbi Shimon, say that he is only chayav mishum mechaber and not chayav mishum avir? It's a psikreishe. It's made Rabbi Shimon be psikreishe. The answer is when the Gemara says Tanakame, sober of Rabbi Shimon, Dovashim mischavim poter, he doesn't mean Rabbi Shimon's din kolater kule, Dovashim mischavim is muta. Here the Gemara uses the lashon Rabbi Shimon Dovashim mischavim poter. He means because since he wasn't interested in the Havore of the Tachtenes, so the Havore of the Tachtenes is more Hashem Tzrechol. So that's why it's fine. So in other words, even though the Gemara used the Lashon of Hashem is having, but it means more Hashem Tzrechol. So if we accept Tesis Pshat, so then if the Rambam would accept Tesis Pshat, so the Rambam should pass from like Hamazim Rapsod. Because the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Shimon in the general machlekes, as well as Dovashim Yischavim is mutan kolatarekule or ozom patarekule. But in the specific machlekes in Shabbos, as well as Ruach Hashem Tzrichu Gufo Yischayu Vapotea, the Rambam paskins for Tabude, Ruach Hashem Tzrichu Gufo Yischayu. So if the Rambam had endorsed the pshat of Tetzves, so then the Rambam should pask like Rabbi Zabar Tzori. And the Rambam paskins not like Rabbi Zabar Tzodek, but like the Tanakami, that Achite is a Gecholi, and Mishabe, Mirbeis, Koelienes, Mihubra, Tachteis, Maaleien, so he's only Chayev Achas, Mishim Kibu, Koelienes, he is not Chayev, Mishim Agoras, Hatachteis. Why? Because he's not Mishim Mishabe. So it's Raya that the Rambam understood the Gemara, and the Kame Sotolo, Kerab Shimon, the Lodom Shushan, Pota Kipshute, not the Stasis explains it, because it's Ruach Hashem Tzavu. That's the Kashi. So the Kashi is against the Rambam. How does he explain the Gemara? Manavsha. If it's not a Psikreishe, so then, even Rabbi Yude would be made that is Pota. So why does Gemara say, according to Rabbi Ratzotek, who agrees with Rabbi Yude? So he's Chayev Shtayim. And if it is a Psikreishe, so then, made Rabbi Shimon Psikreishe. So Rabbi Chaim says, the Shittas Rambam is like God. It's true that Rabbi Chaim says, the Shittas Rambam is completely like God. But it's not necessary to say that it's completely like God. As long as we say that the Shittas Rambam is like the Oru Chanan Yerayis HaLevel, in other words, like the Rim Yisuris. So it's enough. It doesn't have to be completely. Reb Chaim says that the Shittas Rambam is completely like the Oru. But that's not necessary. As long as the important point is that the Shittas Rambam is L'chol HaPoches HaNan Yerayis HaLevel like the Oru. So that's why the Rambam passes Magis Mursi is Mutal, even though it passes like Rabbi Ruach Hashem Tzvi Yisrael, in Ruach Hashem Tzvi Yisrael, but Magis Mursi is still Mutal, because it's in Ruach Hashem Yisrael, and it's a Tzikreishe, and that's why it passes that if somebody in Vertikel or Panu Nochosh, in order to stop the Nochosh from biting him, so it's Mutea, because even though it passes Ruach Hashem Tzvi Yisrael, but it's a Dovashim Yisrael, it's a Tzikreishe Yisrael. And that's the reason as to why, according to the Rambam, the Tanakam, who agrees with Rav Shimon, that Dovashim Yischavi is Muta. So he says, Hachit is a Gachol, the Yischavi, who Yischavi נהר דיר בויס סיינס ויהוב הוא התחתים סבאלי so he's פוטר הנבורי why is he פוטר הנבורי because even though he passed not in some of his chayev because he was not mishaving to be magia the tachtim is so and even though it's crazy because he doesn't care whether the tachtim is whether the tachtim is will be huda or not he doesn't care about so the mele that's why he's not chayev mishmato he's not chayev mishmato but then the question arises so why does Rebbeza Barapsodek so why does Rebbeza Barapsodek say that he's chayev mishmato also so Reb Chaim mentions that thing and that's a very important issue he says Now, Tinsles and most Rishayim say that Tidma Rav Yudin, who says Bava Shem Yitzchavi is also in Kol HaTere Kulei, and in Kol HaTere Kulei, he is Chayu in Raisa, but by Shabbos he is Pota. Why is he Pota by Shabbos? Because it's not in Rav Mashavis. It's one girl saying in Gimora that from a Gimel in Yumen, that Ibn Rav Yudin, who says Bava Shem Yitzchavi is also in Kol HaTere Kulei, and it's Chayu in Kol HaTere Kulei, but by Shabbos it's not also in Raisa. Why? Because it's not Nachas Machshavis. So, but there is a difference between the Ptur, Alibe de Rav Yude, and the Ptur of Dova Shemi Mishave in Alibe de Rav Shemi. Alibe de Rav Yude, so the reason is to why. Alibe de Rav Shemi, the reason is to why. Dova Shemi Mishave is Potter and Luter, so it's a general thing. What's the general thing? That in Kol HaTere Kulei, Dova Shemi Mishave is Luter. So it's a loch of kavon. In other words, in order to be ma'isa veire, he has to be mischavim to do the ma'isa. If he's not mischavim to do the ma'isa, so then he's in total misase, and it's not a ma'isa veire. We explain it on the basis of misase, of the general deal of misase. If he's not mischavim to do the ma'isa. And Shabbos is we go out and go out there. Masha'in can according to Rabbi Yud, that in Kol HaTere Kulei Dova Shem Mischavim Mischavim. So there is no aloche that in order to be a ma'isa aveira he has to be mischavim to the ma'isa and if he's not mischavim to the ma'isa it's not a ma'isa aveira according to Rav Yudin because according to Rav Yudin if he was here and he straightened out his hair and in the course of straightening out his hair with his fingers so he pluck out two hairs he's chayev malchus even though he was not mischavim to pluck out the hair to be tearish the hair so that's the shita b'din but by Shabbos Rav Yudin is made it, that if somebody will walk on grass on Shabbos, and then it will turn out that he plucked out grass, he will not be chayev. Why? Because it's not in Melachas Machshavos. Melachas Machshavos is not, does not imply a halacha, a requirement of kavanah. It implies a halacha of the din. In other words, Melachas Machshavos implies that when is in Melachas Shabbos, in Ma'isa Vere, only when the Melacha is done with his full knowledge. But if a Melacha is done by a person without his knowledge, so if at the time he did the Melacha, he wasn't fully aware of the fact that he was doing a certain Melacha, if it's not a Shalom Yosef, so then it's not a Melacha Machshavos. It's not a Din of Kavanah. In other words, so there is a basic distinction between the general din of Dova Shem Mischavim according to Rav Shimon and the special din of Melachas Machshavos Alim Rav Yudin. According to Rav Shimon that there is a general requirement of Mischavim of Kavone, so it's a din of Kavone. It's a din of Kavone, not a din of Yidir. In other words, if a person does a Maise without being Mischavim to do the Maise, so it's not a Maise. So, but the psikreishe is considered mischave. So, the mele, the Aruch says, if it's a psikreishe, which psikreishe is considered mischave, psikreishe de michle. If he's nene from the agavuche dike, maise, that takes place. But if he's not nene, if it's mich besle, he's indifferent, then he's not considered mischave. Mashein came according to Rabbi Yudin. That in Kol HaTere Kulei Dova Shem Mischavim without the psikreishim. So he is chayev. So in other words, so according to Rabbi Yudin, so there is no requirement of kavanah. But by Shabbos, if you walk on grass on Shabbos and you pluck out grass, you are potter because it's not Mas Mashemes. Not because Kavona is lacking, but because the element of Hidir is lacking. In other words, if I walk on grass, so I don't know, I'm not fully aware at the time when I walk on grass that I will be plucking out the grass. Then I find out I plucked out the grass. But when I plucked out the grass, I wasn't fully aware. So the Melocha of Trisha was not done bidiyose, with its full knowledge, with its full consciousness, awareness. So Mimele, it's not a Melocha Asur, if it's not in Shalom bidiyose. When can we say that the element of Hidir is lacking, if there is no expiration? So then the element of Hidir is lacking. But suppose there is expiration, but the psikreishe is psikreishe to the yichbesrei. So then the element of Hidir is not lacking. Let's say, suppose I pour water on my hands, on the lawn, and it's not my lawn, it's somebody else's lawn. I don't care whether the growth of the grass will be promoted or not be promoted. So it's a psikreishe yichbesrei. So I leave the Rav Shimon Dovah Shem Yischavel is mutar in parat ha'ekule. So here too it's mutar in parat ha'ekule. So here too it's mutar to pour my hands over the grass of the lawn of somebody else. Because even though it's a psikreishe, it's a result of pouring the water and the grass, so the grass will grow better. But I'm not mischavel, and I don't care whether it will grow better or not. I don't derive any benefit. So maybe it's still considered a mishav. It's kasher. Mashein can come to the view. If I walk on grass on Shabbos, so it's not a certainty that the grass will be plucked out, will be slashed. So the element of Hidir is lacking. Because I wasn't fully aware at the time I walked on grass that I am going to, that I'm plucking out grass. So maybe the element of Hidir is lacking. But when I pour or wash my hands over the Arad Chavrei, I know that 100% that the growth of the grass will be promoted. So the element of Yidi is not lacking. But according to Rav Shimon, that there is a general din of the Hashem Yishavei, that implies a requirement of Kavone. Psikreishi is considered Yishavei. Only Psikreishi and Yichalei, not Psikreishi and Yichbeslei. So it's still considered a mischavim. But according to Rabbi Yude, even though it's a mischavim, should be chayim. But by Shabbos, if there is no psikreishe, so then he's put there not because the element of kavonah is lacking, but because the element of Hidir is lacking. When is a child to say the element of Hidir is lacking if I don't know? But if it's a psikreishe, even though it's a psikreishe, the lehich beslei, so then the element of Hidir is not lacking. Element of Hidir, because I know 100%, so it's higher. So Mimele, in the Gemore, increases. Nishabe in Hachintes HaGacholim. And Nishabe in Mirbeis. Mirbeis Hatach HaElienes. Ve'yuhuvaru Hatach Tenes Mi'aleh. So Tanakame says, he's only higher Mishim Kibu. Mishim Kibu, he was mechavim to be mechavim. And the avodah of the tachteinis, he wasn't mechavim. And even though it's a psikreishe, psikreishe lo yichbeslei, so the element of kavonah is lacking. So he's potter on the score of avodah. But Rav Tzodiak, he says, no, he agrees with Rav Shimon. The dovah shel mischavim is chayim katrikolei. By Shabbos he's potter because the element of Hidir is lacking. That's only in a case where there is no psikreishe altogether, but where there is a psikreishe, then there is an element of Hidir. And Kavonah is not necessary. So that's why it's hard. So now we can answer the kashya against the Rambam. Why? How can the Rambam pass Mappis Mursi is Potter and Mutter? And Tzod Nochosh, Kiddush Ulul Noshay, is Potter and Mutter. Rav says that Kuv Zayin in Shabbos, the reason is why. The price mentions Mappis Mursi is Potter, because the price holds with Rav Shimon Lachim Tzchil Bar Yisrael. The reason is why the Praise says, Tzod Nochosh is Mutea, Shalom Yimoshrei, because the Praise calls with Rav Shimon Lachim Tzchil before he's Potter. But in the creation being according to Rabbi Yehuda Nochus Rebbe Israel, so it's not Nochus Rebbe Yehuda Israel. But this Mose, Reitz is Alei Choshe Bechayim. And the Rambam Paschus like Rabbi Yehuda Nochus Rebbe Israel, still Paschus, but this Mose is Potter, and so Nochus Rebbe Israel is Potter. So Rabbi Chaim says, the Gemore in Shabbos says, Gemore in Sanhedrin says, the Trav, he Paschus, that there are two separate Machlekes Tanoim. Rabbi and Rabshim. One is a general machloke between Rabbi and Rabshim in Galatia Kule, where the Dorosh and Yisrael is mitaros. And then there is a specific machloke in Shabbos between Rabbi and Rabshim and Israel and Lachit Zerut and Yisrael and Lachit Zerut. Two separate machlokes. Rav happens to pass like Ra, like Rabbi Yudah in the general machloke. The Dorosh and Yisrael is Oseh. Rav Paschim is like Rabbi Yehuda in the general Machlekes. Dovashim is Chavim is Oseh, and in the specific Machlekes, between Rabbi and Rabshim is Zorah, Dovashim is Gufo is Chai Vapoteh, Rav Paschim is like Rabshim, that Dovashim is Tzrich Ali Gufo is Poteh. So Mele sees Rav. The Braise says, Mapis Urus is Poteh, so Dovashim is Tzrich Ali Moshe. Is Poteh, the Braise says, so, sees Rav himself. He agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that we love Hashem Yitzchak Halei Gufo is higher. So maybe he could not that since Rav himself passes like Rabbi Yehuda that we love Hashem Yitzchak is also so he couldn't explain the price of Matis Musa Potter and Mutter on the basis of love Hashem Yitzchak because he. Then the Braise would not be our only hypocrisy, because Rav himself passes like Rabbi Yehuda, Domashem and Yisrael and Yisosa. How can we explain the Braise of Matis Mose and Muter on the basis of Domashem and Yisrael and Muter? When Rav himself passes Domashem and Yisrael and Yisosa, some male Rav is forced to explain the Braise. I'll leave it to Rav Shimon, that the Domashem and Yisrael and Yisosa is Potter. Some male so that price will be true according to Rav Tum. Masha'im King the Rambam, he passes like Rav Shimon in Dovashim Yisrael, but he passes like Rav Yehuda in Loch Hashem Tzichel Gupo, so he can explain the price of Matis Mose Muter and Tzod Loch Hashem Loch Hashem Muter on the basis of Loch Hashem Yisrael. So maybe there is no Kashi. The Kashi is, Rav himself says, Man Tone, Mantone, Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Shimoni, because the Braise says Mapis Mose is Mutter, Potter, and he is Potter or Mutter. And Rav himself, so it can be explained in two ways, either on the basis of Rav Shimon's general din of Dovashen in Ischabe in his Mutter Vater Kole, or on the basis of Rav Shimon's special din of Dovashen in Tzchil Gufo is Potter. So Rav himself passes like Rav Yehuda Dovashim Yisrael is Oseh. So Memele, he has to explain this deed of Matis Mose Muter on the basis of Meloch Hashem Tzchil Gufo Potter, because he passes like Shmuel. Masha'inke in the Rambam, he passes like Shmuel. And Shmuel passes like Rav Shimon in Dovashim Yisrael Vater Ekula Muter, and like Rav Yehuda in Meloch Hashem Tzchil Gufo Chayim. So the Mele, the Rambam also mentions the price of Matis Mose and Zodnochosh, but on the basis of Lovash and Yisrael. So there is no Kashi. All right, we leave it here. Now, next time, Friday, so you have to be ready on the whole Gemara, because we have to finish the Gemara. We have to finish the Gemara up to the Hilchas El Muta Livu B'Tchil B'Shach. We have to finish it. And if you didn't go over the Rav Chaim, go over the Rav Chaim, and then you should go over the Rosh in Shmini Shrotzi, and that's the Rosh that many Rosh Yeshivas so mentioned as a Asogi on Rav Chaim, but it's not Asogi on Rav Chaim, because that Rosh is difficult anyway, and we have to give it Pshat in that Rosh, so it has nothing to do with Rav Chaim, we have to give it Pshat in the Rosh. But you go over the Ishmina Shrotzi, I think it's Ishmina Shrotzi. No. It's in Perikabene, I'm sorry. It's in Perikabene. In Perikabene, you go over the Rosh in Perek Apeino, and Psikreshin Lich Besrei, and also the Rosh in Shmene Shrotzi, and where he mentioned the Sheet of Law. So the Rosh in Perek Apeino is paragraph Aleph. It's a very long simen, a very long paragraph, and then, and in Shmene Shrotzi, it's paragraph Tes. That is to do with Tzirus. So there, Rav Shlomo Heinen mentioned this Rosh as a Asogi and Rav Chaim. But Rav Chaim's Yisod is certainly a true Yisod that explains many Shibes Roshim. Why? It doesn't explain the Rosh, all right? So the Rosh has to be explained. But it has nothing to do with the
worthwhile for you to look up.